Akaramore. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Dayakaramore. Tamabhinaketayalu Jagata Sankare. Patita Pavana Hetu Tava Avatara. Mosama Patita Prabhu Napaibe Ara. Prabhu Nityananda Premananda Sukhi. Kripa Bala Kanakara Ami Bada Duki. Advaita Gosai Tava Kripa Bole Pai Chaitanya Prabhu. Aswarup Sanatana Rupa Raghunatha. Chijiva Gopala Prabhu Shri Jiva Prabhu Lokanatha. Daya Kara Shri Acharya Prabhu Srinivasa. Ramachandra Sangamage Narottama Dasa. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Dayakarama. Dayakaramore. Jagata Sansare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Ananta Koti Vaishnavindu ki jaya. Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jaya. Shri Brajavanda Balama Amanda Maha ki jaya. Nitai Gaur Premananda. All glories to Samudhavati Sarvaras, Samudhavati Sarvaras, Samudhavati Sarvaras. All glories to Shri Shri Guru. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Jaya
Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya
Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya
Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So we're reading, continuing our reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter, Madhya Lila, chapter 18, entitled The Lord's Visit to Sri Vrindavan. Text 64 through 67. Text 64. Lila Stala Deki Taha Gila Shesha Shai.
Lakshmi Deki
Taha Gila Shesha Shai. Lakshmi Deki Esh Loka Parena Gosai.
Lakshmi Deki Esh Loka Parena Gosai.
After seeing the places of Lord Krishna's pastime, Sri Chaitanya went to Shesha Shai, where he saw Lakshmi and recited the following verse. Let's do this one responsively. Yate sudata charanamburu hamstaneshu.
Yate sudata charanamburu hamstaneshu.
Yate sudata charanamburu hamstaneshu.
Yate sudata charanamburu hamstaneshu.
Pita shanai priya dadima hikarkasheshu.
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 Tenatavim atasita vyatate nakim svit.
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 Purpadibir brahmati dir bhavad ayushamna.
Purpadibir brahmati dir bhavad ayushamna.
Kurpadibir brahmati dir bhavad ayushamna.
Kurpadibir brahmati dir bhavad ayushamna.
Yate sujata charanamburu hamstaneshu.
Yate sujata charanamburu hamstaneshu.
Pitakshanai priya dadima hikarkasheshu.
Pitakshanai priya dadima hikarkasheshu.
Tenatavim atasita vyatate nakim svit.
Tenatavim atasita vyatate nakim svit.
Kurpadibir brahmati dir bhavad ayushamna.
Kurpadibir brahmati dir bhavad ayushamna.
Okay.
Yate sujata charam bruhumam saneshu.
Yate sujata charam. Dadimahi, replace. Karkasheshu, rough. Tena, with them. Atavim, the path. Atasi, you roam. Tat, they. Yatate,
our distress.
Nah.
No.
Not.
Now.
Kim sit.
Kim sit.
We wonder.
We wonder.
Gurpa adibi.
Gurpa adibi.
By small stones and so on.
By small stones and so on.
Brahmati.
Brahmati.
Flutters.
Flutters.
Di.
Di.
The mind. Bhavat ayusham.
Bhavat ayusham.
Of those of whom your lordship is the very life.
Those
of
your very life.
Na. Of us. Translation. Oh, dearly beloved, your lotus feet are so soft that we place them gently on our breasts, fearing that your feet will be hurt. Our life rests only in you. Our minds, therefore, are filled with anxiety that your tender feet might be wounded by pebbles as you roam about on the forest path. This is a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam 10.31.19 spoken by the gopis when Krishna left them in the midst of the Rasa Lila. We'll go on. In unison, we can chant the next two verses. Tabe kela tirta deki bandirvana aila jamuna parahaya bandirvana gela. Afterwards, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw Kela Tirtha and then went to Bandirvan. Crossing the Jamuna River, he went to Bhadravan. Purport. In the Bhakti Ratnakara, it is said that Sri Krishna and Balaram used to play at Kela Tirtha with the cowherd boys during the entire day. Mother Yashoda had to call them to take their baths and eat their lunch. 67. Sri Vandeki Punagela Lohaban. Mahabhana Giya Kaila Janmastan Darshan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then visited Srivan and Lohavan and then went to Mahabhan and saw Gokula, the place of Lord Krishna's early childhood pastimes. Purport. Of Srivan, also called Dilvavan, the Bhakti Ratnakar states, Devata Pujita Dilvavan Chobamaya. The beautiful forest of Dilvavan is worshipped by all the demigods. About Lohavan, Bhakti Ratnakar, fifth wave, states, Lohavane Krishnera Adbhuta Gocharan Eta Loha Jangasure Vade Bhagavan. At Lohavan, Lord Krishna used to tend cows. The demon named Lohajanga was killed at this place. Mahavan is described as follows in Bhakti Ratnakar, fifth wave, Dekananda Yashoda Alaya Mahavani Edeka Shri Krishna Chandra Janmastala Shri Gokula Mahavan Dui Ekahai. Behold the house of Nanda and Yashoda in Mahavan. See the birthplace of Lord Krishna. Mahavan and the birthplace of Lord Krishna, Gokul, are one and the same. Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namani Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharani Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Pachyatya Dishatarani Nama. Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Karamayam Tadati Sapadantikam. I lost. Panchakalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh, this is, yes. No, this is a very good question. This is very mysterious. It's not found. Dinabandhu Prabhu, he also, had a little bit of time. I could prepare Dinabandhu Prabhu. He was walking around. I mean, we were, of course, together. First, I can say that we were... what is the question was, who was the demon Lohajangasura? I had some fortune to be some time with Dinabandhu in Vrindavan, where we used to for 10, maybe even 15 years, we used to divide up the groups and we'd take out devotees on the parikramas during the festivals. And we did the parikrama together, the Brajmandal. I only did it once full time. I think he only also did it once, but some devotees, Padra Puru is here, he's done every year. But we were living in Vrindavan, we had opportunity. He gives a whole story about how he was walking around Lohavan, separated from the parikrama group, in his book, Krishna's Pastimes in Vrindavan, Braj Leela or something it's called. So he did lots of research, he couldn't find it out. I also did some internet search, and I came up with one reference by one personality who is a little bit interesting, very interesting personality. His name is F.S. Grouse. I didn't get to check. I'm quite sure he was the district magistrate in Mathura, like about 150 years ago, English gentleman. He did a very nice book, very well-researched book. It's called Mathura Memoirs. And he gives whole description of all the history and what we call folklore of Vrindavan, Brajmandal. Very interesting book. That's in print. I don't know. I have a copy. I think it was reprinted a few times, of course. And he says also he couldn't find any reference. He did great research. Lohajanga, the meaning Lohajanga means like iron leg up to the knees. And there, Dinabandhu found some temple. There's a temple there that has a deity with only up to the knees. And the local people, they come and they bring some iron offerings like that once a year. But Lohajanga, they haven't found any. There was one reference only they found that this F.S. Grouse found about some Brahmin named Lohajanga. A very poor Brahmin, he became the lover of some rich Mathura lady and goes on, but I don't think that's the person. But he mentions it like that. Anyway, so I wanted
to... So it will remain a mystery.
Yeah, so for a while at least, for some time. I wanted to back up because there's another interesting opportunity we had. Last week there was talking about Kadirvan, which is, we have the map there. Kadirvan is, Cairo 37 is there. You can't see the numbers, I think, huh? Kind of right in the middle, next to, just to the east of Nandagram. You can see Nandagram? Can we see anything there? Can read? There are a couple extra maps, I don't know. Anyway, this was Lord Chaitanya visited. He came from Nandagram. Kadirvan is actually on the road to Barshana, the paved road to Barshana. And one time, this is the place where Krishna killed the Bakasura demon. Lokanath Goswami did some, stayed there for some time doing his bhajan. It was visited by Bhugarbha Goswami. And as I said, we already did this parikrama. So one time I hijacked a bus with the permission of Subhag Swami, my good friend. We were on our way to Barshana. And as I said, this is on the road to Barshana. So we had heard some reports that, what's his name? Ashwatthama was living in forest there in Braj, just to the, what is it? Must be the south of this Kadirvan. So we hijacked the bus and we had one bus.
Did you find Ashwatthama?
We went to a temple there and we found a sadhu who claimed that he claimed that he saw some personality that fit the description. That he had it. Yes?
Could you spell the name of the place you're talking about?
Kadirvan. It's now called what is it called? Kaira. K-H-A-Y-A-R-O. We have to take like a turn. It's come as a turn. This Bakasura was supposed to be killed, have been killed there. So that was from last week. And these areas around Nandagram, Lord Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Lila Stala Deki Tahan Gela Sheshashayi. After seeing the places of Lord Krishna's pastimes, apparently around Nandagram, Sri Chaitanya went to Sheshashayi where he saw Lakshmi and recited the following verse. So this verse is interesting. If you look folio, they find that this verse is quoted four times in Chaitanya Charitamrita. This verse, Yatte Sujata Charanam Buruhamstanesha. That's quite a lot. It's actually Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur also quotes in his Bhajan Rahasya, and he gives a little interdiction. This is like his verse book, and he gives like his meditation book of different verses, and he says that this is the example of the gopis' mood, Gopi Bhava. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, except, of course, we all know that Ramya Kachid Upasana Vrajabhadu Vargina Ya Kalpita, that he accepted that the love of the gopis was the highest example of love for God, of love of God and love for Krishna. So this particular place, Sheshashayi, this is also, those who are familiar with Srila Prabhupada's pastimes, you can recognize that this place was mentioned by Srila Prabhupada that he didn't go there. Maybe one time he went there, but on one particular occasion he didn't go there. That's the point, that's why it's famous, because he went to join the Brajmundo Parakrama of his spiritual master, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and they made an announcement that Guru Maharaj will be leaving tomorrow, and therefore he's going to be speaking a little bit tonight, but we're going to Sheshashayi, so those that want to go to Sheshashayi, we should come there, and anybody that wants to stay, they can listen to Guru Maharaj. And of course, Srila Prabhupada, he stayed and he listened, and therefore he mentions that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur noted him that, oh, he likes to listen, therefore I'll give him initiation. That's a very interesting pastime. Sheshashayi, it's a little bit north there, 21, I think? Yeah, 21. It's the kind of the northern part, east of the highway there, next near the Jamuna River. So Lord Chaitanya, he visited there, that place, and this is, of course, Sheshashayi is the form of Vishnu lying on Shesha. Balaram took the form of Shesha, and Krishna, Dinabandhu tells some story that how Krishna was late for some meeting with the gopis, and they asked him where he had gone, and he said that he had to take care of some devotee who had fallen into the ocean of yogurt. He said that there's different oceans in the universe, and one of his devotees was meditating there. And he said, then I took the opportunity to visit the ocean of milk and lie down on Shesha. And gopis, of course, they said, what is that? What are you talking about? They challenged him. So then he took that form, Sheshashayi, lying on, Balaram took the form of Shesha, and then he lied down. And Radharani, she took that opportunity to massage his lotus feet, and she experienced this mood that is described in this verse. Your lotus feet are so soft that we place them gently on our breasts, fearing that your feet will be hurt. This is their minds. Our life rests solely in you. Our minds, therefore, are filled with anxiety that your tender feet might be wounded by pebbles as you roam about on the forest path. I think some places mentions that there's the thorns. There's also so many different types of foreign thorns that we had experienced when we did that Braj Mandal Parikrama. Of course, there's many. Usually, we used to walk around Braj with no shoes, but particularly on Braj Mandal Parikrama for 30 days, when you're walking, you find that there's particularly different types of thorns that you can step on, and you learn how to be very soft-feeted like that, so you don't go in too far. One time, it was very funny that I was at Barshana during Holi. We went for the Latim festival where the ladies of Barshana smashed the men of Nandagram with big bamboo poles. The men of Nandagram have big turbans and shields like that, and it was a very nice festival. Anyway, I had one time, at that time that we were there, I stepped on one thorn very deep, and I pulled it out, and it was just like holy, this it was memorable anyway. That way. So, this way, Krishna's wandering all the time around Vrindavan, Braj Mandal, with no shoes. That also explains Dinabandhu. I don't know. I think it's actually mentioned in Gopal Champu that when Krishna first started tending the calves, that his mother brought him umbrella and shoes. And Krishna says, I can't take those, accept those things, unless you have all for all of my calves and cows. We can't take anything. We're serving the cows, and they have to be provided for first. So this way, he didn't take the shoes or the umbrella, and have that opportunity to always meditate that Krishna will not. Of course, Krishna's, the Vrindavan is such a nice place that even the inanimate objects, the trees and the pebbles and the thorns, they will be only absorbed in the service of the Lord. So he's not going to be harassed by any pebbles or thorns, unless it's part of his pastimes. That maybe happens all sometimes. So anyway, going on from Sheshashayi, then he goes a little bit south. Kala Tirtha is there. Goodness, I think there's too much. Anyway, it's southeast, I think it is there. 18? Akshayavat, that's the next one. Kala Tirtha. South. Kala Tirtha. Purport is there that Kala means play. All these different places, most of the places of Vrindavan are named after particular pastimes that took place there. This was the service rendered by Bajranab. That's a whole other story, how he was feeling very morose in the absence of all the residents of Vrindavan had been gone, taken back home to Godhead. And he was presiding over Braj Mandal. He was established after, this verse is there, Maturayam Tatabhadram, that Parikshit Maharaj was installed as the emperor of the world at Hastinapur. And Bajranab was installed as the king of that area, Braj Mandal. But when Parikshit Maharaj came there to Mathura to ask, find out how everything was going on, he said, well, it's very boring here because there's nobody here. And so anyway, he reestablished all these different places of the pastimes of Krishna and installed all the deities. And this way, so many people came to re-inhabit the area, and he had some people, praja, to take care of. So all these different places are named, Kala Tirtha, play, to play. There's a nice description there in the 10th canto about how they would play with this cowherd boys during the entire day. Mother Yashoda had to call them to take their baths and eat their lunch. That is very nice. I think it's the same pastime. It doesn't say it specifically, but it's in the 10th canto, Krishna book, it says, one day Lord Krishna, the liberator of the twin Arjun trees, was playing with Balaram and other children on the bank of Jamuna. And because it was already late in the morning, Rohini, the mother of Balaram, went to call him back home. But Balaram and Krishna were so engrossed in playing with their friends that they did not wish to go back. They just engaged themselves in playing more and more. When Rohini was unable to take them back home, she went home and sent Mother Yashoda to call them again. Mother Yashoda was so affectionate toward her son that as soon as she came out to call him back home, her breast filled up with milk. She loudly cried, "My dear child, please come home. Your time for lunch is already past." She then said, "My dear Krishna, oh my dear lotus-eyed child, please come and suck my breast. You have played enough. You must be very hungry, my dear child. You must be tired from playing so long." She also addressed Balaram thus, "My dear Ram, the glory of your family, my dear child, please come back with your younger brother Krishna immediately. You have been engaged in playing since early morning and you must be very tired. Please come back and take your lunch at home. Your father Nandaraj is waiting for you. He has to eat, so you must come back so he can eat." As soon as Krishna and Balaram heard that Nanda Maharaj was waiting for them and could not take his food in their absence, they started to return. Their playmates complained, "Krishna is leaving us just at the point where our playing is at the summit. Next time we should not allow him to leave." His playmates then threatened not to allow him to play with them again. Krishna became afraid, and instead of going back home, he went back again to play with the boys. At that time, Mother Yashoda scolded the children and told Krishna, "My dear Krishna, do you think you are a street boy? You have no home? Please come back to your home. I see that your body has become very dirty from playing since early morning. Now come home and take your bath. Besides, today is your birthday ceremony. Therefore, you should come back home and give prowess and charity to the brahmanas. Don't you see how your playmates are decorated with ornaments by their mothers? You should also be cleansed and decorated with nice dress and ornaments. Please, therefore, come back, take your bath, dress yourself nicely, and then again you may go on playing." In this way, Mother Yashoda called back Lord Krishna and Balaram, who are worshipable by great demigods like Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva. She was thinking of them as her children. So from this afterwards, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw Kala Tirtha and then went to Bandiravan. Crossing the Jamuna River, he went to Bandiravan. So Bandiravan is a very interesting place. Next place that's visited by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There's actually two Bandiravans, apparently, as there is two Chirgats. Chirgat is the place where the Krishna stole the clothes of the gopis. In Vrindavan town, there is one Chirgat, and then the upriver, just near to this place where we're talking about now, Bandiravan, Kala Tirtha. So that's very interesting. The devotees at Govardhan, what is that, Bhagavat Mahavidyalaya, the school that Gopi Pranadana founded, they've done lots of research. They say that there's these two Bandiravans. They say that this they quote this verse actually to show that Bandiravan and then crossing the Jamuna to Bhadravan, because there's definitely a Bandiravan on the eastern side of the Jamuna, where Kailatirtha is on the western side. A little technical anyway, but point is that Bandiravan is also called Akshayavat, and Akshayavat is place of also some nice pastimes of Krishna. It's described that Krishna used to get his lunch that sent there sometimes, and they would sit and take lunch with his cowherd boyfriends. And one time when they were sitting and taking lunch, the cows wandered off, and the cowherd boys, they went to find them, and they found themselves, this was in the middle of the summer, they found themselves surrounded by a forest fire, and they became very much frightened. They called out to Krishna, "Krishna, please save us from this forest fire." Krishna came there. He told them all, "You just close your eyes 1 minute." You know why he told them to close his eyes? I think, I don't know if it's how well known, but because he got some trouble before that they complained that he was eating. The cowherd boys got together and complained to Mother Yashoda that he was eating earth. So Krishna told them to close their eyes, because as soon as he closed his eyes, he swallowed the forest fire. He didn't want any more complaints coming to Mother Yashoda on there in this way. This is Bandiravan. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he says that this, he writes a nice Sanskrit verse, Paraspara Vivadatma Tavavadhir Bhayankara Bhakshito Harina Sakshad Bhadradama Subartina. The formidable forest fire, the form of quarrel amongst Vaishnava Sampradayas, was swallowed by the Lord in order to protect the land of Braj. He compares these different pastimes of Krishna, the demons, and in this case the forest fire, with different anarthas. In this case, the quarrel amongst Vaishnav Sampradayas. He goes on, the 11th obstacle of the Vaishnava, this is later on, he explains it a little bit more. The 11th obstacle of the Vaishnavas is sectarianism, which takes the shape of the forest fire. Due to sectarianism, a person cannot accept anyone outside his own group as a Vaishnava, and as a result, he faces many obstacles in finding a guru and associating with devotees. Therefore, extinguishing the forest fire is most important. So, similarly, in this Bandiravan, this is also not only the place of the forest fire, but Pralambasura was also killed at this place. Or because they would come there so many times for playing, they would have their different sports there. You know the story of Pralamba, how the cowherd boys divided into two groups, that Pralambasura took the form of one cowherd boy who was particularly absent on that day. And Balaram killed that Pralambasura, smashed him in his head. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur has an interesting thing to say about Pralambasura, because he's tried to steal Balaram. He tried to kidnap Balaram away from the group of the cowherd boys to take him into a solitary place to kill him. He says that he compares with the, anyway, I'll just read this here, the impersonalist desire to merge the soul in the impersonal Brahman. In other words, searching for the liberation of complete merging is the defect of stealing the self, because there is no happiness in this state. Neither the living entity nor the Lord gain anything from this. If one believes the impersonalist philosophy, then he must accept this material world as false. One then denounces Brahman as indifferent and gradually develops doubts about the basis of Brahman. If one deeply discusses this topic, then he is compelled to accept meaningless nescience and non-existence of the living entities. Thus, all of mankind's endeavors and considerations become meaningless. Sometimes this philosophy enters amongst Vaishnavas in the form of Pralambasura to spread anartas in the form of stealing the self. This is the 12th obstacle in the Vaishnava's science of love. So this is another pastime that took place, and Bandirvan is a very nice place. Crossing the Yamuna, he went to Bandirvan. Bandirvan is there. Five forests are on the eastern side of the Yamuna. List is there. Anyway, we're getting short of time. Bandirvan is the northernmost, and then Bandirvan comes next. Bandirvan is it's on the western side of the Yamuna, and on the eastern side of the 12 forests of Vrindavan, the Bandirvan is on the eastern side of the Yamuna. That place is also a very wonderful place. Many pastimes took place there. But we're considering that, including the marriage of Srimati Radharani and Krishna, where it takes place there. But that's on the, apparently it's not mentioned. So, Lord Chaitanya then visited Srivan and Lohavan. Srivan says in the purport of Srivan, also called Bilvavan, the Bhaktivratnakar states, the beautiful forest of Bilvavan is worshipped by all the demigods. It's got third name also, which is Bilva is a bale fruit. Very nice fruit, the leaves of which are offered to Lord Shiva. He's very fond of Bilva fruits, just like Krishna is fond of Tulsi leaves. Shiva is fond of bale leaves. So Bilva is the Sanskrit word, and bale is the more current Hindi word, they call it in Bengali, I guess, also. This is one of our favorite memories of our life in India, bale juice during the Mayapur festival. It's got three names, Srivan, Bilvavan, and Balevan. Srivan, interesting because Goddess Lakshmi, she has her temple there. She's across the river from Vrindavan. Interesting verses there is there. Kasyanu Bhavo Sanad Deva Vidmahe Kavangri Drenu Sparshanadikara Yad Vanchaya Shir Lalanacharat Tapo Vihaya Kaman Suchiram Dutavrata. This is actually in relationship with Kaliya, but O Lord, we do not know how the serpent Kaliya has attained this great opportunity of being touched by the dust of your lotus feet. For this end, the goddess of fortune performed austerities for centuries, giving up all other desires and observing austere vows. Yad Vanchaya. Vanchaya means to with that desire. Shir, goddess of fortune, Lalanacharat Tapo, she performed austerity. So that temple is there in Srivan, Balevan, just across the Yamuna River from Vrindavan. They have a nice festival sometimes there, once a year. I think in January, all the Brijbasis go and take darshan of goddess of fortune. She's performing austerities, but she was not able to get that same opportunity as the gopis had. That is discussed by Lord Chaitanya with Vyankatabhata in South India, Sri Rangam, that Vyankata was a worshipper of Lakshmi Narayan, and Lord Chaitanya jokingly asked him that, how come your goddess of fortune, she desired the association of Krishna, and she didn't get it, even though she's performing austerities there still. So that brings us to Lohavan, as we had earlier in the class, so we talked about Lohajanga. It's interesting because that's Bhakti Ratnakar, that was Narahari Chakravarti, wrote that some many years ago, hundreds of years ago, at least 200-300 years ago. He describes Eta Loha Janga Sure Bade Bhagavan, very clearly describes that Krishna killed the Loha Janga Suras there. This is also the place where Jarasandha would come and 17 times was defeated by Lord Krishna. His army brought his armies there and Krishna killed them. And beginning I was, behold, then they go to Mahavan. Behold the house of Nanda and Yashoda at Mahavan. I got, enjoyed that, behold the house, because this reminded me too much of the pujari at Mahavan, at the house of Nanda and Yashoda in Mahavan. They would have everyone sit very nicely when you go for darshan. They would have the curtain would be closed. You'd make sure that the curtain was closed when everybody came in, and they'd have everyone would sit down very nicely and take darshan. And then after everybody was sitting, then you open the curtain. And he would have everyone come up, and they have a nice little swing there. And he would swing the deities. He said, swing the deities, take some prasad, and laugh. He would make everyone laugh like that. So that just reminded me of that pujari. This was going on for years, many years, that they would, every day, every time we would go there, he said, swing Krishna and laugh. Huh?
Which one?
In Mahavan, Goku.
Temple name?
Temple is Nanda's Bhavan, Nanda Bhavan. Here we have this describes here that Mahavan and the place of Lord Krishna, Goku, are one and the same. You could say that they're one and the same. I mean, Srila Prabhupada says they're one and the same. We're not arguing, but there's, at the same time, if you ask them to take you to Gokul, you won't go to the Gokul that they have local names now. They have Mahavan is that place where Nanda Bhavan is, and Gokul is that's really the Ramanrethi? No, Ramanrethi. That's a very nice sandy place where the Vallabha Sampradaya have made their Gokul. They worship Krishna in the form of a child, Pushtimarg. So they, that's practically, I don't know, their headquarters, their international headquarters, or the Nathwar, what we had last time. But anyway, the Mahavan, that's the place where Krishna, nearby is the Brahmanda god, where Krishna showed Mother Yashoda the universe within his mouth. Utkal Bandhan, where Krishna was tied to the mortar and broke down the Jamalar Jun trees. So these pastimes of Krishna we have to hear again and again. These are so much important to the life of the devotees that because by constant repetition, we're all in this material world, we're bombarded by so much propaganda. And I was meditating, this one nice pastime, Srila Prabhupada, our nice discussion. Actually, I looked and Srila Prabhupada tells the story a couple times, different occasions. But I just, I wanted to read this because this gives us a little interesting aspect of how hearing repeatedly is so much important. Srila Prabhupada here was talking with Hamsadutta about Darwin. Hamsadutta says, the more advanced scientists, the more up-to-date ones, they reject this whole Darwin theory. But it's become so ingrained in the minds of people that they have published this Lifetime magazine. They publish millions of books and sell it. People read about ape man, that the man came from the ape and so on. It became so popular, it's like a fairy tale. Prabhupada. Propaganda. It is propaganda, that's all. By propaganda, you can do any false thing you can describe. This is called propaganda. It is Bengali. Dasha Chakra Bhagavan Bhuta. That Bhagavan, one gentleman's name was Bhagavan, and his friend conspired that, let us make some joke that he has become ghost. So wherever he was going, the friend, uh-oh, a ghost, ghost, ghost. Oh no, I'm not a ghost. I am no ghost. This man has become crazy. Why he's calling me a ghost? I am not a ghost. Then he goes to another friend. Then he also says that, oh, here's a ghost, here's a ghost. Then a third friend, everyone, because they have conspired. Then he began to think, I must have become a ghost. So certainly, all friends have called me ghost, ghost. This is Jasa Chakra Bhagavan. If you make propaganda, if he's not ghost, you can make him ghost. That's all. This is propaganda. This is called propaganda. By propaganda, you can establish a false thing as real. That's all. This is going on. They know how to do it. They're expert because they're cheaters. They know how to do it. So we're conditioned. This is called conditioning. In this material world, we're conditioned. We're conditioned to think that we're this body, this material body. But first thing in Krishna consciousness, we have to be established. Dehi nosman yatahi dehi kaumaram yoganam jara. That body is changing. The material body is changing, but the soul, we are eternal servants of Krishna. We have to go on hearing more and more about the pastimes of Krishna and how we are not this body and we are... Okay, I have a question. Please speak in the microphone. Okay. You mentioned that Krishna swallowing the forest fire is extinguishing sectarianism. How does one maintain loyalty and not be sectarian? Well, you stay loyal. Actually, it's Rupa Goswami has mentioned that one should associate, what is that? What are those terms here? The svajatya, svasnigda, svasnigda, svajati, huh?
Svajati.
Yeah, svajati. Yeah. Huh? Yes, this is very interesting that one should particularly associate with those devotees who are svajati means one's own sect. And svasnigda, they have the same taste. I want to just speak something also that this, anyway, this is But that does not mean that we don't recognize and respect other Vaishnavas. It's not logical that we cannot respect and appreciate other Vaishnavas. We should understand, Srila Prabhupada gave some story about the sons that want to massage the father. They're fighting over, and, oh, I want to do like this, no like that. And the father is suffering. It's not the way to do. We should always think, what is the servant service of the Krishna? How to spread his glories? No, the point is that missed because that this Lord Chaitanya, when he went to Sheshashayi, he's talking about the mood of the gopis, is that they're very concerned about Krishna's lotus feet. This is the, and I mentioned that Bhakti Vinod Thakur says this is the mood of the gopis. So that this is the preacher of Krishna consciousness. This is, Srila Prabhupada mentioned that this book distribution is in the mood of the gopis. How the preacher has to put himself in dangerous positions sometimes for the service of the Lord. And I was remembering some of our godbrothers that particularly some personalities, Tribhuvanath and Padmapani, and they preached in the Middle East and Lebanon during practically in the middle of a war. We remember that Srila Prabhupada one time made statement that if someone is preaching in the Muslim countries, I'll take the dust from his lotus feet, from his feet. Srila Prabhupada was very interested that Krishna consciousness would be spread all over the world. He appreciated many times that anyone who was helping him in that way. Garga Muni and Brahmananda were the first ones to be sent to East and West Pakistan, and there was some report that some Hare Krishna devotees were killed in the newspaper that came. And when I don't know if that story ever, was there any fact to that newspaper story, but anyway, Brahmananda came there to Bombay shortly after that article came, and Srila Prabhupada gave him a nice hug and appreciated that he was willing to do anything for the preaching. And Srila Prabhupada also, of course, he mentioned that great preachers like Jesus Christ, he said that he was crucified for preaching love of God. Nityananda Prabhu was attacked by Jagai and Madai. Haridas Thakur was beaten in the marketplaces. So for the service of the Lord, this is the greatly appreciated that one should take any type of dangerous Narayana Parasarve Nakutas Chana Bibhyati Swargapavarga Swargapavarga Narakeshu Apitulyarta Darshana, that the devotee he takes these things Apitulyarta Darshana, that he sees these things equally. What things the Narakeshu Swarga Swargapavarga Narakeshu. Apavarga means actually liberation. Swarga is the heavenly planets, and Narakeshu of course means hell. We were recently requested to make some recording of our memories of time in Pakistan. I went a few times, not very long, a couple months, but that was, I could say, hellish sort of condition sometimes. We were our main preaching was in a bungee colony. Bungies, they clean up after everybody else, so nobody's there to clean up after them. They had a colony there we were staying, well, not staying, but we were preaching there much. And, of course, the Muslims were surrounded by Muslims. We had some friends, or a couple of friends, but anyway, it's very interesting that...
In Pakistan?
Huh?
In Pakistan?
Yeah, that we were... that very nice preacher came from that time, Sarvabhauma. Some of you know him in Vrindavan. He's a wonderful preacher, doing so nice service, preaching Krishna consciousness. He had an interesting name. His name is Dr. Shishupal Sharma. I remember him still from that time. Shishupal Sharma. He was from the Thar Desert. I know all our memories. He told us that because it was from the desert, such a place was he was from. He said that their quota for every person was one bucket of water in a day. That's what, how much you could get. They had to ration the water. They had cows, I think, still, but somehow or other, we had the opportunity to go, not to his village, but to nearby. We were riding on top of I don't know how we got to this, but anyway, we were riding on top of lorry-like vehicles. They had six-wheel drive going through the sand dunes and everything. And that day it was particularly, it happened to be near Jolly Codice. I don't know if any of you knew Amogha Lila. He was Brahmachari at that time, kind of had a reputation of being a little bit austere. And he was thinking, I'll do this near Jolly Codice. He made it till like 9:30 in the morning. couldn't manage. It was so dry.
What is that place called?
The place, I remember we went to a couple places. I can give you the names. Diplo. I think that we were going to the place was Diplo. Mir Prakash. He was his town. I don't know if I can come up with that right now. See, there's some of the places. Mir Prakash, Diplo. They had a fair out in the middle of the desert. I mean, there was some bushes and
how
some.
How people live there?
Huh?
How people live there?
There are some springs and I don't know wells that they dig and like that. I don't know. Somehow or other, they do. How they live in Alaska? They live in the ice all year round. But anyway, I think we're getting too long. I will stop there. Anybody, unless anybody has any questions or comments. Okay, Sue, could I have some?
I just had a question about you mentioned a book in the beginning of your lecture that someone had written and referred to as folklore.
The British? F.S. Krauss? Matura Memoirs?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
That's the name of the book, Matura Memoirs?
They've changed the name. But that was, at least in my memory, that was the name at the time because they reprinted it in like, I think in the 90s, around 2000, maybe 1995 or something, we reprinted. But earlier, we went to Vrindavan in 1984, and they had some old copies. Maybe it was not the first edition, maybe second edition, maybe they're on third or fourth, I don't know. Mm. But I have a copy, you can see, but I'll get you the new name. It's probably, it might be still available, I don't know. Because they
so usually when they refer to it as folklore, usually it means that they don't.
Oh no, he was not a Vaishnava, but no. He was not envious.
Yeah,
and he accepted. He was he gave everything a very nice description that this is where Krishna is supposed
but
to be killed.
He was kind of into it.
Oh yeah, no, the research that he did and the information that's there is not, I think, available anywhere else. I mean, maybe some others have.
It's available. Yeah.
I can't say for sure, but it was recently available. Yes?
I would like to just add a comment on that question about how to unify Vaishnavas.
Oh, yes.
So Radhanath Swami says, His Holiness Radhanath Swami says, if there are Prabhupada's disciples are there, then you glorify Prabhupada. You don't glorify your own spiritual master. If there are disciples of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur present, you glorify Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and so on to Lord Chaitanya. And then if there is people from everybody, you glorify God. That's the way to unify people.
Yes, that's very nice. Yeah, I want you to be...
glorify God.
Krishna.
I mean, if there are Hindus, glorify Krishna.
Use your common sense. Your common sense so that you not try to understand how to deal with everyone. Yes. Okay. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai, Shri Prabhupada ki jai.